Blog Talk Radio.
Now my name is MCA, I got a license to kill. I think you know what time it is. is what I expect. CA was with it, and he's my ace. So I grabbed a piano player and I punched him in the face. Piano player's out, the music stopped. His boy had teeth, and he got dropped.
Mikey grabbed the money.
MCA, that's the goal. I grabbed two girlies and a beer, that's cold.
We are doing 20 minutes live. I'm going to bring in my co-host, Colin Kameny. Hey, Colin, how are you?
Good evening.
Yo? You there?
Hi. Yeah, can you hear me? What's up?
I can hear you. Yeah, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with, I don't know, something's wrong with this network, I can tell. Because, like, because when I was playing, like, the music, it was kind of, like, fading in and out. But can you talk? Let's see. Are you coming in?
Yeah, my mic was down. I don't know if you can hear me now.
I could hear you, but it's
okay,
weird.
Good.
You know, I'm watching the end of, we got all like the 30 for 30. You ever see the 30 for 30 with NC State when they pulled the biggest basketball?
The Jimmy V one?
Yeah. You ever see that one?
Yeah. Love Jimmy V.
This is one of my favorite ones because, like, they're talking about the very poor pass that they're at the part where if they're able to make that crazy pass, and
right,
he catches it with two hands, otherwise it would have been a dunk on the other end. But, it's still, I think it's one of the most amazing runs I've ever seen. I followed Villanova 2 years later, and that was pretty amazing in itself, with them beating Georgetown, the way they beat Georgetown. But huge college basketball fan. We got 20 minutes of a live with some extra. The question is, will the guest of honor arrive somewhere in a bar passed out? As only JPG could do. That's the question. And I would be talking about the one and only John G. Norton. JPG.
Vegas
who
G.
Yes. Exiting stage left, exiting from the bright lights of Manhattan skyline and Jersey, where there are terrorists hidden and buried in basements, to Tinseltown, to Las Vegas, throwing in some chips and some dice in the mirror. Is he throwing all his chips in? That's the question. So here it is.
Sometimes you get all your chips back when you put them in. Sometimes you get double the chips back. So,
is he rolling the dice? Here it is. So what's going on? How's your?
Well, the Braves finally lost. They played a American League team. That's kind of weird, you know, for the last series of the year. Being an interleague series, that's kind of unusual.
You know what? I personally don't understand why he would put team at this stage. As I'm watching Wittenberg take the shot and then the dunk by Charles with Olajuwon standing there watching. You know what Olajuwon said about this, like in the documentary, right? He said that he was afraid. He knew the shot was short, but he was afraid of goaltending. And so the only person that moved was Lorenzo Charles. And he dunked it.
Right.
And so they went on the dunk. But, and then what we have, what we, 33 years later, Villanova winning on a 3-point shot in the play of the year, you know? Also a buzzer beater.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
After that shot that was made by the Carolina point guard, who I think will be a good pro. But I mean, the Jimmy V story to me is one of the best stories because, not just because I think he was a great coach and because he was different and he had this personality. And there's only like the stand-up routine from talking to people and making people laugh. But then, of course, a courageous battle that he had with cancer until he lost it, sadly. Was part of the ESPY Awards. The best part of the ESPY Awards was speech. Yeah, last year I donated it to the Jimmy V cause to do that again in December.
Nice.
That's going to be something I will do every year. Fund. Definitely. That's something I want to do. I think everybody should do it. You know? Every dollar, every penny counts towards fighting against cancer. So, I'm seeing Stuart Scott go down. Great sports center caster. The best guy that they had on football and on basketball. It's not the same without him. His great personality and what he was really about. And about it, you wonder how his family's doing. You know, it's been a couple of years ago, you know? So,
yeah.
It's pretty sad.
It's hard to believe it's been that long already, but it has.
Actually, I think it's actually been is it a year or 2 years? I can't even remember. I mean,
yeah, it's probably been a year or so.
You have Craig Sager, the new inspiration, as he continues to fight. He covered his first NBA Finals game. Now, that was pretty awesome. That was great. Yeah. Stu Scott lost his battle on January 4th, 2015. Yeah. And it's still pretty sad. Always going to be
sad.
Yeah,
he was just too young, you know, and it was too sudden. I mean, we all
weird.
Knew he was sick, but it seems like
a lot
of people...
Seems like only the good. Only the good
guys.
Well,
I think we take a little bit for granted some of these people that live with cancer for so long, you know, 20, 30 years. And you expect that, you know, someone of Stewart's age and his condition, his physical condition, you know, he was in great shape. He was in great shape.
Well, look at Magic
guy.
Johnson, for example. Magic Johnson, I remember when he had the announcement. And I was in like, English class as a freshman or sophomore in high school. I remember when an English teacher told us about it. I just remember being totally freaked out. I couldn't believe it. I was devastated. I had chills. I just couldn't believe it. It's still around, thanks to medical advances, and probably a lot of steroids too, and, you know, vitamins and whatever else. But he's still around, miraculously, you know. Not everybody is as fortunate. I want to say something here. I don't usually go off color. There's someone that I know personally. He's a great person, actually. You know how I talked about the JCC days when I used to score basketball games and do maintenance or whatever at the summer camp? Well, somebody I really know who I used to even score basketball against for, Tottenville. He's sick. He needs a liver transplant. He's like, I think only 49 also, or 50. But he needs a liver transplant. So I just want to prayers. I need some prayers for Mike Reap. A great man. Someone that's done so much for so many people in terms of building basketball programs. And just a really great person. And, I'm praying for him. So that's where my heart is right now. Taking it up. This has like been my week, you know, between talking on the phone and doing long hours to getting this news from my dad, you know, after the Ranger game when I came home the other night and hearing this, and I just couldn't believe it. I was floored by it. And that's the real importance, you know, in life is when you know someone, you know they're good, you know their quality, and you just know in your heart, man, that you'd give anything to see them live, you know? And he's on a list for a liver transplant.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have health coverage. They're going to do a GoFundMe. They're going to raise money to help him get it. They get it in time. So, and that he lives. That's the only thing I can really say. So, thinking about that too. Now, so there's a lot going on. This is an abbreviated edition. We could always do a second edition if people are in for 12:30 or 1. We could do an abbreviated edition. Finally, some fun time to talk sports. Four races, Holland, and it's coming down to the wire. The AL wild card is. So is the NL wild card, at least the second wild card we think is going down to the wire. The NL wild card, the Mets, with a rejuvenated Jay Bruce, have clinched the tie for that first wild card. I take care of the Phillies. Jay Bruce with his 4 home runs in 6 days. The Phillies, who just suck. They can't suck it off. The Giants in a 2-2 tie ball game. 2-2 tie right now with the Dodgers. And then you have the Cardinals who were...
Well, they were gifted the a win league. Yesterday, weren't they?
They were gifted a win yesterday. That is true. I did not see what happened, but I heard about it. Something about a challenge that wasn't challenged. A two-out walk-off hit that should have been a ground rule double, but wasn't. And
that's right.
Well, umpires should be able to get those calls right, but... You have a challenge system in place, too, and they could have got the challenge system in. They did not get the challenge system in, and I don't know why. But the Cardinals, blowout winners, I think, tonight. I'm pretty sure that's over by now. And the AL, things have changed dramatically. Dramatically because of the Blue Jays. Because the Blue Jays, all of a sudden, they're feeling the pressure. They're falling apart. Antonio and Suno. One of the better young closers in the game did not give up that two-run home run to a single sitter who's hitting 300 and Yong-Soo Kim. What if he had closed that game? Would the Blue Jays have lost to the Orioles and get shut out on Sunday? Would they have Yankees who have been playing the Orioles for something this weekend? Well, not anymore. The Orioles have responded. They responded by winning tonight as it was the bad Pineda. It was the BP Pineda. Who gave up home runs, but at least he didn't get the guy he was traded for, Montero. And I guess Jesus Montero is now Jesus Monteroido or Monteroids. So
Monteroids.
Monteroids. I don't know what else to say. Monteroids. Now, there was a big football game tonight that I was looking forward to, but right away I could just tell. I just tell by looking at it, and I just didn't think Stanford was as good this year after watching them struggle against USC. I was watching Washington, the way they started the game. I was like, they're going to blow them out. And sure enough, it was 23-0 at halftime. It's 37-6 in the fourth quarter. And
wow.
Washington Huskies, a rebuilt program under the former Boise State coach, Browning with 3 touchdowns. They've held McCaffrey to 49 yards. And I think if you stop McCaffrey, you stop Stanford. Stanford's not as good as this year. You know, their senior quarterback's not as good as Hogan. They were more balanced last year, Stanford. And I just had a feeling. When I saw this game, it was like I watched the start. I was watching Washington with their physicality. And I was like, they're going to win this game pretty easy. Could just see it. It was in the cards. And not for the Stanford cards either. So they're going down big.
Is there going to be any more highly coveted coach than Peterson? You know, I mean, he's bringing Washington back from obscurity. You know, going into a tough conference, the Pac-12. You know, notoriously tough conference.
Talks.
He's already at the top of it right
season.
Now. You know, he's been there two
season.
Years.
Everybody, just their third season. Last year they were 7-6. Last year, they were talking about on the broadcast. They were in every game. Except for the game at Stanford, where they got killed. And you know what Peterson said this year? He said he thinks they're ready, and he was right. And sometimes that year makes the difference. So Cardinals do blank the Pirates 2-2 game. Baumgartner on the mound against a pitcher Rich Hill will be a free agent at the end of the year. They know that if they don't win, they're tied with the last 2 days, and they have to face the Dodgers for 2 more. Good luck with that. All right, we do have a caller here on a guest. Yes! 424-675-8226. He is back. He is back. He has risen from his coffin, from the closet of skeletons. He is the one and only, by blood relation, my brother, JNF, Justin, on the line.
What's going on?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Kyle Academy with us, too.
What's up?
JNF, JNF, JNF.
As we discuss LVPG, or JVG, or whatever you want to call him. JPG,
I like JVG.
Could be going down.
JVG, I like that one.
I came up with that. And now I have a JVG and a JPG. J8YPG. For his Blue Jays, who are falling apart at the seams. And guess what? Do you know the Tigers, with their win, they are half a game behind. They are half a game out behind the Blue Jays as the Blue Jays free-for-all continues.
The Tigers are a game behind, right? Yeah.
The Tigers are right there. Now, I have my eye on a game tomorrow. The Hurricanes visiting the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. A real game. A real opponent in Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, pretty big left.
We all know this is a
game.
44. What?
This is game. Wow. This is a game that the Hurricanes must win, because then they got.
Yeah, I think they'll beat them.
You know what?
Mark Richt beats Georgia Tech. He beats the bricks off of them. You know, so he'll probably beat them.
Well, it seems like they're stronger this year. Now, look. Now the fun games are over. Now, the schedule gets tough. So let's see. Let's see if they're ready. And that's all I'm gonna say about it. I hope they are. It's a 12 o'clock game. It's a never early start. So we'll see. There are no more, I don't know what you want to call it. There are no more Burt Smileys or whatever, or no more KFP toys that they're playing on their schedule. So we'll see how they do to step up in competition on the road. So we'll see if they're ready for it. I want to talk. We have only a few minutes left live. How about the Yankees? I started the show at 11:30.
How long is the show? An hour?
This right now, until we have enough money to start splitting time for premium, every show is 30 minutes live with a 15-minute extra session, Justin. So 45 minutes. We do 45. But we can do quick shows. That's okay. I mean, because we could still schedule one show a night or a day. So JPG ever does show up, or JBG, as I like to call him, does make it in the next 15 minutes, then we could book another show, which will be a different night, a different day, really. Saturday. It will be a Saturday show. And that will be our Saturday show, our JVG salute. Because I'm hoping that JVG responds. And JVG still has gone MIA again, as only he can do. Did I tell you I did a show the other night? I did a show the other night.
Are you
talking
to me?
Yeah, both of you. I did the show the other night.
Was it the election show?
Never.
I missed the election show. Yeah.
No, this was just a solo show, as it turned out. I scheduled a show, right? So I wanted to do it for 11:30, right? But I couldn't because my laptop reset. So I was like, fuck, of course it would reset. So then I had to book it off my iPhone. By the time I booked it, it was 11:36. So JVG, being JVG, he said that he called it at 11:34. And, of course, he heard nothing or whatever. No schedule, so scheduled. And he just, checked out. And I then started the show, two, 3 minutes later, and JVG just disappeared. And I linked it up in the chat room. I let him know there was a show. And no JVG. It was a Derek Felix solo show about baseball and whatever else. That was it. So JVG did his disappearing act. Curfew was ripe for him. Curfew was ripe. As we hit the 2-minute warning, approaching the 2-minute warning. Hey, did you any of you watch that exciting, that thrilling Thursday night football
on NFL Network last night? Or CBS?
No, I missed it.
But it's glorious, Colin. It's glorious to watch.
What
Thursday
was the final
night
score in that game?
Football. This was a memorable night, a game I didn't watch a second of, a nanosecond of.
Those Thursday games have stunk lately.
Between a rising team with a quarterback that's regressing, the Miami Dolphins, taking on a desperate Cincinnati Bengals team. And
what was the final score in that game?
The final score was the Dolphins 7, the Bengals 23. And you know Frank Medullo, Justin?
Yes.
Huge Dolphins fan. I wish you had a Twitter account because every Medullo's tweets.
I know he melts down.
So entertaining. They're so entertaining, right? So I'm on my Twitter account last night, and I'm looking at some of his tweets about the Dolphins. It's just classic. If you just have to look at his timeline. It's his timeline when it comes to the Dolphins. Oh man, he's it's just great. His tweets are just so entertaining. You gotta love it. As we approach overtime. If anybody did listen to the show and didn't like all the music at the beginning, well, that's too bad. I had to play some music because I didn't have anybody that was calling it early, so I just had to play some music. If you do decide to listen to the podcast, you could listen to the 15 minutes overtime, which will be all BS, and you might do even no show later if JBG shows up. Knock yourself out and don't drive or drink. Good night to you. So that is the plot. Frank's Yanks, his Twitter account, right? It's Frank's Yanks 23, Colin, if you want to follow him. Oh man,
okay.
That's great. It's great. I mean, he's just his tweets. Here's a tweet. Depressed Dolphins Twitter is the worst Twitter. Put the fins down. Frank's Yanks at 23 says it's 30 years of mediocre, almost impossible to do. Well, let's think about that for a second, right? The New York Jets. Would you say the New York Jets have had 40 years of mediocrity since they won that Super Bowl almost? Almost 50 years? Yeah. So, like, all right. They won in 1969, right? So, okay. It's almost 50 years. Going anywhere, do that?
And a lot of embarrassing moments in between.
Yes. Wow, this is a new... Is this a documentary? All right, so I have the ESPN Classic channel on, and it went from the NC State story to Generation Iron. Generation Iron is a movie. It's like a documentary about the top bodybuilders that competed for the title of Mr. Olympia. This looks kind
of
interesting.
Is that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. Do you think, what's his name is in it? Atlas? You know
what
I'm talking about? Ron Atlas?
Isn't
there an Atlas? That Atlas, like a former wrestler that trained for this thing? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
Justin?
Tony Atlas,
yes. Tony Atlas. Do you think he's in this? I wonder if he's in this. I think
he might be in this.
I'm pretty sure. Didn't he train in this thing?
I know Arnold Schwarzenegger did.
Yeah. You know, bodybuilding used to be like a huge thing. You know what? He's got to be in this. He's a former bodybuilder. I think he's in this. Yeah. He's got to be in this. He's known as a bodybuilder. So I bet you he's in this. Now, did you hear the news? Have you seen the news that I revealed? I did find out. Gentlemen, the news?
No. What's the news?
All on the great TNA have been bought out. They are now...
By who? WWE?
Vince McMahon has purchased them again. Yep.
Oh,
they have been purchased by Vince. I knew that would thrill you to death.
I heard rumors, but...
About what? Well, what you hear was going to happen.
Billy Corgan was trying to purchase them, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not what I was hoping for.
I knew that you weren't hoping for that. But does it really surprise you that he would purchase them?
No.
What are they going to do? I mean, what are they going to do with it? I mean that's
nothing.
My question.
And I could do anything.
You know, one other thing.
He only got it for the purchase of the video library to fill in the gaps.
There's a lot of stuff that... I wanted to say something in regards to... I'm just very proud of the Yankees with what they gave. They gave a great account of themselves. You know, it is over. It's too bad that it ended the way it did, but I think we all knew it was coming after they lost the 4 games. But beating Boston in those 3 games, that was awesome. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that was an awesome win the other night with the grand slam and all. That was
Teixeira
really cool.
with his Roy Hobbs moment. That was freaking incredible. Roy Hobbs moment right there. Yeah, little Roy Hobbs. The only thing that was missing, there was rain, there was wind, there was no thunder, there was no lightning bolt. You know, if there was a lightning bolt, that would have been cool. You know, that would have been like poetic. And Teixeira, of course, said that he hopes it's less home run. It probably is. It beats the Red Sox. I mean, that was pretty cool. That was pretty damn cool. Gary Sanchez, 20 home runs. Will Gary Sanchez win Rookie of the Year? Or will go to Fulberg, who has, I think he's got the best ERA in the AL. Does Fulberg get the advantage, or does Gary Sanchez win with the 20? Blast. It's a good question.
Yeah, I think he should get it.
Give it to him. I could tell.
I definitely think he should get it. Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
He's brought more excitement to the game, you know? Like, Fulmer's had a great year and all, but it's like there's no charisma there. He's, you know, there's no... When you give it to Gary Sanchez, at least, you know, he's brought excitement back to it.
Look, they're going to be excited.
Like he deserves a little credit for that, you know, for creating history, you know, and making meaningless games,
sure.
You know, what are now meaningless games, you know, watchable.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's dialing in and tuning in to see Michael Fulmer start a game, you know, and pitch a quality start, which, you know. I think that should be part of it, in my opinion, you know, that, you know, that dynamic of charisma.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah.
Where did you hear that? I don't see anything on it.
On this? You don't see anything on it?
No, nothing.
I was on Twitter.
I figured it would be reported on the wrestling site.
No, I mean, so much stuff comes through Twitter. So.
No, I know that.
It's like, yeah, TNA. TNA WWE. And you could see.
Shouldn't it be on here?
All right, so unless my source is wrong, which rarely are, says Robbie the Brain, TNA and WWE have a deal in place. They were offered the most money by McMahon, which made him the logical choice. Yeah. This guy seems pretty reliable. Robbie the Brain.
Oh.
That's Robbie the Brain. Robbie the Brain. He's got over 15,000 followers. He's a WWE historian, analyst, and insider. Cow. Yeah. So, what is going to happen with this baseball race? Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mr. Olympia, is in this little thing. You know, I'm going to check. I got to check the Giants game. By the way, Colin, if 3 of the teams don't make it, if only half of the core 4 make it, guess what? JVG gets to take a and change it. Should I be scared?
Well, you know, two are definitely going to make it. So, I mean, I
he's
guess the Giants are the one we're worrying about.
he's still holding on to the fact that the Royal Crown finally missed the playoffs. That's what he's holding on to.
He's got that on you.
But JVG still will not acknowledge. He still will not acknowledge the Royal Crown as only JPG. And if the Blue Jays do not make the playoffs now, the Yankees would have started there by crushing them a couple of weeks ago. So maybe the Yankees for the Blue Jays falling apart. Yeah, these are the kind of things hold on to. Loves to rattle. Just rattle the drums. Are you guys excited for another NFL week that doesn't involve Thursday night football and the fail that it is? J&O?
Yeah, I usually like the Carolina-Atlanta game. You know, that's always a fun one. So,
hey, the Giants have a on Monday night fright ball.
Yeah,
Monday,
you guys get Monday night football.
Actually, it's Monday fright football. That's what I'm going to call it. Because whenever the Giants play a Monday night game, it turns into Monday fright.
Does it?
Usually bad things happen or bizarre things happen, and they invent ways to lose games. And they're playing the undefeated Vikings in Minnesota. So
yeah, that's gonna be a tough one. But you know, the Falcons just won a road Monday night football game for the first time in almost 40 years. So you know, it can happen.
So what are you trying to say? That the last time the Atlanta Falcons won a game on the road, Jerry Glanville coached them. The
a Monday night football game on the road. It was like 1970 something was the last time they won.
No way. Are you serious?
On the road. Yeah. They had lost like 15 straight Monday night road games until the other night. It's pretty, I never realized that. Like, I've seen them win a few at home, but I never thought about that. But yeah, not in my lifetime had that happened.
Well,
so there's a first time for everything, and the Vikings have got to lose at that new stadium for a first time. So what better time than now, right? This week?
You know what? If the Giants are going to have a chance in this game, they have to stop turning over the football. They have to stop putting the ball on the ground. Eli can't do what he did last week. He blew the game last week. I'll admit that.
I think it'll be a defensive struggle that game. You know, the Giants defense has really improved, I think. And I don't know if they're
and
the
Dodgers
the secondary,
are about
healthy,
to take the lead. The Dodgers go ahead of the Giants on a 2-out base knock. And Bumgarner is struggling again.
I mean, I hate to say it, but somehow, some way, the Cardinals always sneak their ass in the playoffs. You know, they're the luckiest team out there. Always are.
You know what, though? Second half.
The Mets are
going to
get
Enrique Hernandez, okay, who got the base knock against Bumgarner, and that was a terrible throw. Oh, bro, that was terrible.
I mean, in all honesty, the Giants don't really deserve it. They have been playing terrible baseball.
They don't. My dad, he does changes, and he's right. They have to make changes, especially to their bullpen, to a lot of things. They do, like, they have some excellent position players, Belt, Crawford, Posey, but none of those guys down the stretch as Vince Scully. I think it's classic that Vince Scully gets to call his final games against the Giants. I think that's just how it should be. And the Dodgers are clearly a better team. So this show is going to be extinct in about I'm going to see what's going on with JVG, all right? And I'll try to get in touch with him and see if he's up for a show and see if I could maybe pop and retirement Rob. And if they're in for tonight, then we do it tonight, guys. If not, then we wait till tomorrow, okay? Justin, thanks for calling. Thank you, Kyle Hunt, for taking part. And I promise we'll do a lot more. We'll have some football picks on our next show. We'll do some more. So I'll let you guys know. I'll keep you guys posted, all right? All right, that's going to do it.
Good.
Let a block talk lady. I'll see you guys later. Peace out.